That's so exciting. Now, you might feel gobsmacked this Sunday. What happened to Easter? I mean, last Sunday, glorious Easter, the high point of the Christian year. Can't we please just stay with that for a little while? Our shaken, pandemicked lives need to absorb that celebratory reality. And yet today, here's this switch to Earth Sunday, and we've got a cultivator and a dirty wheelbarrow and all kinds of stuff on the altar. So what's up? Part of it is a calendar accident. Care of Creation Sunday is observed the Sunday closest to Earth Day, which is April the 22nd. Today's April the 24th. Easter floats around on the calendar, and this year, Earth Sunday just happens to be the Sunday immediately after Easter. But we are going to focus on the resurrection again this Sunday, and we need to. Resurrection was preceded by evil, by hard decisions, and by Jesus staying the course to be true to God while enduring deep emotional pain, spiritual and physical agony, and death. Resurrection was not easy on anyone, and what came before it was wretched. Similarly, today, the earth is in agony. The agony of rising temperatures, rising sea waters, prolonged droughts, and extreme weather events leading to humanitarian, environmental, and ecological disasters, economic disasters. The suffocation of pollution in the air, the strangulation of waterways and sea life, cancer-causing chemicals dumped into the soil where it persists for decades, devil-may-care attitudes about overconsumption, the evil of extinctions, the folly of folks looking only for their own advantage, the paralysis of politicians who will not work together, and our timetable to address cataclysmic climate change is ever shortening. So, does it feel like Maundy Thursday and Crucifixion Friday again? Do we feel bad enough now? Will there be an Easter for Earth? God, will you please flip the script through another masterful miracle? None of us knows what God is going to do in the future. But as Christians, we bear witness to the fact that the world is infused with God's presence already. Inquiring intellects, inventive minds, compassion, resilience, fortitude, the power of love, the power of bodily strength, the willingness to sacrifice for others, the ability of science to draw back the curtain just a little bit about how God makes things work. Visionaries who can imagine things that are not yet in existence. Farsighted policymakers. And hope. Hope. But how can we possibly hope when living conditions on this planet are advancing toward can't continue, uninhabitable by most current life forms? Romans chapter 5 says that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So what is this hope? And why is hope so powerful? Václav Havel, whose resolute courage and visionary leadership helped bring democracy to the land formerly known as Czechoslovakia, wrote this: "Hope is a dimension of the soul, an orientation of the spirit, of the heart. It transcends the world that is immediately experienced and is anchored somewhere beyond the horizons. Hope, in this deep and powerful sense, is not the same as joy that things are going well or are headed for success, but rather an ability to work for something that is good, not just because it stands a chance to succeed. Hope is definitely not the same thing as optimism. It's not the conviction that something will turn out well, but the certainty that something makes sense, no matter how it turns out. The deepest and most important form of hope, and the only one that can keep us above water and urge us to good works, and the only true source of the breathtaking dimension of the human spirit and its efforts, is something we get, as it were, from elsewhere. And as Christians, we would identify elsewhere as God. Hovell continues, "It is this hope above all which gives us the strength to live and continually to try new things, even in conditions that seem as hopeless as ours do here and now." About hope, U.S. evangelist Jim Wallace wrote, "Hope means more than just hanging on. It's the conscious decision to see the world in a different way. Hope is a spiritual and even a religious choice. Hope is not a feeling, it is a decision. And the decision for hope is based on what you believe at the deepest levels, what your most basic convictions are about the world and what the future holds, all based on your faith. You choose hope, not as a naive wish, but as a choice, with your eyes wide open to the reality of the world." And Brazilian Rubem Alves, one of the founders of Latin American liberation theology, has said, "Hope is the presentiment that imagination is more real and reality less real than we had thought. It's the suspicion that the frontiers of the possible are not determined by the limits of the present. And that, miraculously and surprisingly, life is readying the creative event that will open the way to freedom and resurrection." Resurrection. Listen again to those two followers of Jesus in today's gospel lesson. They are walking home from Jerusalem 2/3 days after Jesus' crucifixion. They are utterly disheartened. They are in deep grief. They are confused. They are doubting. They tell the stranger who joins them, "We kept hoping. We kept hoping Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel. What's more, this is now the third day since he was crucified, and some of our women startled us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and they didn't find his body there. They said they had seen angels who were saying that he's alive. And then some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and they found it just as the women said, but they didn't see Jesus." The two disciples from Emmaus pressed the stranger to eat supper with them. And it is during table fellowship with the stranger that the followers recognize. "This is Jesus. Oh my goodness. He is alive. Jesus lives. He's here." And then Jesus disappears. And the two disciples who have already walked 7 miles, man, they hightail it to Jerusalem, 7 miles back. They find Jesus' followers and they testify, "It is true. The Lord is risen." And that is the power of hope, the power of resurrection, the power of God's presence, the power of love. And that, my friends, is the special sauce that Christians bring to the care of the earth, the experience of resurrection, the strength that comes from hope, the conviction that God desires the redemption of the earth, courage in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges, chaos, and the weirdest of events, and love that is creative and bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So what can we do to live our faith in caring for this precious planet? How can we live hope into reality for Earth? Sit quietly. Take a hike. Let the ocean or a creek run across your toes, or lie down under the stars. Watch the plants, the sky, the animals, the insects. Connect again with the Earth. Fall deeply in love again with creation. We take care of what we love. Understand that the primary identity of each person and each living thing is that we each are part of God's beloved creation. Treat all beings and all creation as God's, not as consumers or consumable or adversaries or others. Then get down and get dirty by planting and tending a vegetable garden, a fruit garden, a butterfly garden, yours or help somebody else with theirs. Plant trees. Plant plants native to our area so insects and birds have food and can thrive. Take up beekeeping, unless you're allergic to bees. Clear yard waste, leaves, and garbage away from stormwater runoff drains, and ask neighbors and lawn care workers, please do not blow grass and leaves into the street and into the drains. Seriously, becoming vegetarian or a vegan eater, and if that is just not the path for you, reduce your meat consumption. Reduce household and workplace water use. Reduce the purchase and waste of consumables. Commit to reducing personal energy consumption. Reduce your car trips. If you're lucky, reduce your plane trips. Make your house cooler in the winter. Heat bodies, not space. Let your house get warmer in the summer. Maybe install solar panels in our homes and or on our church roof. Recycle right. Go to wipeoutwaste.com and find out how to do that. Compost. Run for an elected office or apply for an appointed office that helps determine policy. Contribute money and volunteer time to earth-friendly organizations like the Catawba Riverkeeper Foundation, the Union of Concerned Scientists, the Environmental Defense Fund, the Nature Conservancy. Lobby state and national legislators and local leaders about environmental protection, clean energy initiatives, educational funding, and systemic justice. Now, lists and ideas abound of ways to care for the Earth. Take the initiative. Step up your game. Investigate. Commit. Bring the power of belief that resurrection is possible. Bring the power of hope. Bring the power of love, sacrificing creative love, to care for this earth.